Hi, my name is Aloise, and this is the Take Me to the World Musical Theater Podcast. This is a podcast where I talk about musicals, if you couldn't tell from the title. And on this episode, I'm going to be talking about horror musicals. What are they? Do I like them? What are some horror musicals that you might be able to watch for spooky season, since this should be released around Halloween if I've planned it right? Before we get into the episode, I'd like to mention a few things. I'm a musical theater enthusiast, not an expert, so take what I say with a grain of salt. Musicals in this episode may deal with mature themes and subject matters like death, murder, cannibalism, dismemberment, etc. Hence the whole horror aspect of horror musicals. These aren't going to be for everyone, and if you're a parent, I'd recommend taking a listen to the musical first or reading up about it before deciding if your kid's ready to handle this musical. There is one that I think is a little bit more family-friendly that I talk about in the show, but the rest of them you might want to just use your parent skills before you let your kids watch some of these. Any musicals that I talk about in this episode, I am going to link to the cast recordings if available, movie adaptations if available, tickets, websites, etc. like that if available. And you can find all of those links and resources by going to my blog, takemetotheworld.com. Click on the podcast category at the top page. This is episode 26. You can also subscribe to this podcast here if you haven't already and listen to past episodes. In this episode, I'm talking about a few different horror musicals. I don't really spoil anything major, I guess, except for Next to Normal, which isn't really a horror musical anyways. I don't talk about every horror musical that I see in this episode either. So in the resource page, I will also link and mention a few other horror musicals that I haven't seen, just in case they come to your area and you get an opportunity to see them if you're interested. All right, let's talk about horror musicals. Are they actually a thing? Can you have a musical that's also a horror? Horror musicals exist because if not, I wouldn't do an episode on them. This would be pretty boring. So let's clear some things up before we get into the gore of the episode. What is a horror musical? Well, a horror musical is a musical that is mainly comprised of elements relating to horror. It might be spooky, dark, creepy, gothic, gory, although it doesn't have to be. It could be set around Halloween time. Not every horror musical is going to fit all of these adjectives, but they'll probably fit few of them. Horror musicals will often have a dark tone or theme, although depending on the musical, we'll get into this in a minute. It doesn't have to be too dark, just depends. But things like murder or maybe a man singing to razor blades could be involved. Horror musicals can be based on already established works, like a movie or a book, or can be a completely original work. And horror musicals can overlap with other genres like comedies or thrillers or melodramas. And of course, we're talking about horror musicals, so these are all, of course, musicals. So I mentioned some things that horror musicals are, but let's talk about what they aren't. Horror musicals are not necessarily scary, because musicals are inherently unrealistic, as most people, theater kids might be the exception, aren't going to break out into song and dance in the real world, especially at high emotional moments. And a big aspect of musical theater is the singing, and another big aspect of musical theater is singing at high emotional moments, singing about your feelings, singing about, you know, this thing that's happening that's really important to you. If you see a horror movie, you're going to see some serial killer, monster, demon, whatever, chasing a bunch of people trying to kill them. And if you saw a musical version of that where that monster, demon, serial killer, thingamabobber was singing about how much they love killing people and did a tap dance number, that'd be a little less scary. People find different things scary. So if you find any of these ones scary, or you were like, that was creepy, I saw this when I was like 10 and it scared me, that's fine. I'm not here to judge what is scary and what isn't scary. I'm just saying a lot of people are going to get taken out of the whole, oh my god, I feel a lot of fear because somebody's singing. Unless you have like a fear of people singing, and then you would just find every musical in the world scary. Horror musicals are not all the same. Some of them will share similarities, but it's kind of like saying every science fiction movie is exactly the same. There's elements that are going to be similar throughout science fiction, but they're not all going to be the same. Horror musicals are not meant for everyone. They often will contain mature themes, even excluding the horror elements. And I'm not a parent, so if you're a parent, use your own discretion and decide what would be appropriate for your kids. I will also point out that there are many musicals that have dark, mature, serious tones, or they deal with death and that sort of thing, but they're not horror musicals. I wouldn't, like, say, for example, Next to Normal, spoiler alert, deals with death, but I wouldn't count that as a horror musical. It's not set up as a horror musical. It doesn't have the tone and the sort of themes that horror musicals do, even though it deals with death. So I'm going to talk about horror and my experience with it, and I will be honest, I do not really gravitate towards horror movies or books. I don't watch horror movies very often. I don't really read horror books very often. I'm not big on getting scared the way horror movies fans seem to love to be scared. I don't like super gory horror movies or books unless they're really unrealistic, over the top, and kind of more campy. And I don't love psychological horrors. I enjoy my sleep, and I don't need to forego that for a bunch of sleepless nights because I watched a disturbing movie or read a scary book. But I do understand that horror as a genre, and the many subgenres of horror, which I will not get into because I'm not an expert, can be used as analogies and metaphors for various horrors in the world or experiences that people or some groups of people may have. If you want an example of this, think of something like Jennifer's Body and viewing this through a lens of like a feminist watching of the movie. There is purpose to horror. I understand this. I just don't gravitate towards it. However, I like horror musicals. I like the dark elements that a horror musical brings without the "I'm so scared I can't turn the lights off or go to sleep" that other horror fictions and non-fictions have. Some of my favorite musicals are darker in tone. Horror musicals tend to be darker in tone. Not always, but often. So if people believe that musicals are just boy meets girl and they fall in love and sing about rainbows and puppies, then horror musicals show that this is not the case. In this episode, I'm going to talk about horror musicals that I've seen personally. I'm not going to talk about every horror musical I've seen personally because there are quite a few, but I will also put in the show notes a few other musicals that I know to be horror musicals that I have not seen, just in case you get an opportunity to see them. Now, because horror musicals aren't really going to scare people, obviously some exceptions may exist, I've kind of found that they tend to lean one of two ways. They're either going to be serious and tragic or over the top and comedic. But that said, a horror comedy musical may still have tragic elements in it or a tragic ending, but there'd be a lot more comedy elements to it than the serious and tragic horror musicals. There are horror musicals that kind of combine a bit of both, and I'll get into some examples of that. And there might be horror musicals that don't fall into any of these categories, but I can't think of any that I've seen that do with this. So think of it like a sliding scale. On one end, you got serious and tragic. On the other end is over the top and comedic. Some may lean more tragic, some more comedic, and some will be in the middle. I'm going to start by talking about a few of the tragic horror musicals that I've seen. And I do want to point out that this isn't some official ranking of most tragic to least tragic or something like that. These are just a couple examples of tragic musicals that I've seen. So the first one that I thought of was Carrie the Musical. That's right. You know the Stephen King book Carrie that got made into a Brian De Palma film that starred Sissy Spacek in the 1970s and then was remade in like 10 years ago? I don't know. I haven't seen the remake. I've seen parts of the original movie, never read the book. But yeah, Carrie the Musical. It's a musical. Now, Carrie is very famously known for being one of the worst Broadway flops of all time. It like closed within 13 performances. It was an absolute disaster. And so you're thinking, well, then it shouldn't really exist. It was a bad musical and it never got put on again. But somehow Carrie the Musical is one of those musicals that got a bit of a cult following, which tends to happen with a lot of horror musicals because horror is kind of a weird thing to make a musical into. Lots of times it doesn't really get a big mainstream audience, but through word of mouth and maybe midnight screenings or, you know, a community theater decides to put it on for funsies, you get a bit of a following and it becomes a thing. Carrie the Musical, like I said, I've seen parts of the, like, I'm pretty sure I've seen all of Carrie at some point. It's just one of those ones that I've seen on TV in various parts. I can't really say if the musical is more based on the movie or the book or if there's kind of elements of both, but it's an adaptation. Generally, the story is Carrie, she's a teenage girl. She's kind of bullied in school and not very popular. She's got this very religious, zealous mom who is quite abusive. Carrie starts getting her period. She doesn't know what's going on and it freaks her out and kids make fun of her. She seems to have telekinesis powers and, you know, then there's the famous prom scene with the pig's blood. I saw this musical for the first time at Grant McEwen at their old West End campus where I used to go to school. I got tickets as an alumni for like $10. They had like a special. So me and my friend went and saw it. And what I will say of Carrie the Musical is they do lean to more of the tragic side. They focus on kind of Carrie and how she's sort of bullied and picked on and doesn't fit in and doesn't know what's going on. Like, there are some kind of funny moments in the show, but for the most part, it's not played as like, tee-hee, look at Carrie and her crazy telekinesis powers. She might be possessed by the devil. Let's do a tap dance number about this. There are some funny moments, but there's not a lot of them. I will say that McEwen always puts on a good show, and funny enough, I'm going to be seeing Carrie the Musical again this year because the current season of McEwen Theater has Carrie for their November show. I'm recording this before I see Carrie the Musical again, and I might change my mind. Maybe they'll focus on other aspects of this musical that the other production didn't, but I thought they did a pretty good job when I saw it before. I'm excited to see it again. That said, I can understand why this musical flopped, because I don't really think the book and the score for this is the best. There are some songs in the show that I really like the song In, which I believe is like the opening number where all the school kids sing about being in and being popular and that kind of thing. But then there are some songs that I really, really hate, like The World According to Chris. I cannot stand that song. It's like one of my least favorite songs in musical theater. So apologies to whoever gets that part at this McEwen show. I'm sure they'll do a great job with it. I just really hate the song. So it's one of those musicals that like I enjoy, but I can understand why it didn't really do very well, because taking a story like Carrie and making it into a musical, and you kind of have to balance. You can't make it too scary. I mean, you can't really make any horror musical too scary, because again, people are singing and most people aren't going to find that scary. But it is an interesting, and it's very dark, it's very tragic. It focuses on that sort of part of the story. I mean, the original movie was kind of scary and tragic, so I don't really know how they would change that. There is an example of a musical that is kind of originally a scary movie, but they did the opposite and kind of made it more over the top and comedic, but I'll get into that in a little bit. Another horror musical that I would consider more on the tragic side than the comedic side, although again, there are a little bit of comedy in this too, but it's mostly tragic, is Nevermore, The Imaginary Life and Mysterious Death of Edgar Allan Poe. So it's a musical that's about Edgar Allan Poe. It was started by Catalyst Theatre from Edmonton back in like 2013 or so. And my friend and I, we went and saw the movie premiere of this. So they filmed the original cast on stage at Vertigo Theatre in Calgary back in 2023. And then they did a movie premiere of this at the Citadel Theatre in Edmonton earlier this year in January. I heard a lot about this musical. I never saw it. It was originally a Fringe Theatre play, I believe. And then it's gone on to perform off-Broadway and kind of tour across different cities in the US, UK, Australia, Canada. But I haven't seen it till then. I'd heard lots of great things about this. This musical is very melodramatic, and the title, The Imaginary Life and Mysterious Death of Edgar Allan Poe, it is about Edgar Allan Poe and his life, but there's a lot of elements where you don't really know what's real or what's his imagination. It kind of starts where he's on this train and there's a bunch of actors on it who were basically like, his mother in real life was an actress. They were like, we'll tell you all about, we loved your mother as an actress and we'll tell you all about her. And it's kind of like going back in time and revisiting different aspects of his life. I would say it leans very melodramatic, but that's kind of the intention. A lot of Edgar Allan Poe's was very gothic and kind of melodramatic anyways. And it does have aspects of some of his works, like The Raven or The Telltale Heart or The House of Usher, that are incorporated into this musical. I'm not somebody that's read a lot of Edgar Allan Poe. I'm sure somebody who is a big fan of his work could watch this and get a lot more references than I did. But that said, it is kind of gothic. It's dark. It's creepy. It has a lot of tragic elements to it. And if they just played it as a straight musical kind of period piece about Edgar Allan Poe from his life as a baby to when he died, I would say this probably wouldn't be a horror musical, but they lean into the horror elements of this show. Now, this musical, you can get the rights to perform it and put it on if you're like a community theater. I don't know anywhere right now that has it playing, but you can buy the streaming version of it, the same one that my friend and I would have seen. It was a really great show. The costumes in this are amazing. A really nice set design. Simple, but very effective. A lot of the characters in the show are, like, it's a small cast of, I think, like, 7 or 8 people. So a lot of the characters are played by the same people other than Edgar Allan Poe. I thought that this was really good. Out of the two tragic horror musicals, I would say that Carrie the Musical is slightly scarier. But there are some, like, horror element to Edgar Allan Poe. And while I wouldn't necessarily say he was, like, the first writer of horror fiction ever, he certainly helped popularize that genre. He also wrote other short stories that were more science fiction or in other genres, not just horror, but he is pretty well known for writing some well-known horror works. So if you ever get the chance to see Nevermore, The Imaginary Life and Mysterious Death of Edgar Allan Poe, please do. I do regret not seeing it originally when it was like playing at the Fringe and at the Catalyst Theater way back in the day, but that's on me for not seeing every possible musical that I can see. All right, so I've talked about a few of the horror musicals that are kind of more tragic. So let's get into some horror musicals that are more comedic and over the top, or horror comedy musicals. And when I think of horror comedy musicals, the first one I think of is Evil Dead the Musical. Now, Evil Dead the Musical is based on some of the movies from the Evil Dead franchise. There's 5 feature films in that franchise and a television series. I've seen the first Evil Dead movie, and I think the musical is based on the first 2, but there might be elements of some of the other ones. This is a popular movie franchise started in like the 1970s, directed by Sam Raimi. The musical takes, like I said, the elements of the first couple movies, I believe, and it makes it into a musical. Evil Dead the movie, and probably the TV show, although I haven't seen that one, that is a horror movie. It doesn't really play it for laughs, but it is kind of campy. So they sort of lean into that campy element. The musical is definitely more campy than the movies are. It's basically about, the musical I should say, is basically about a group of people, like college kids, who decide to go to this old abandoned cabin in the woods for a weekend of drinking and fun and sex, and then a bunch of like undead demon zombies start to kill them and they have to fight back. So Evil Dead the Musical, I saw last year, 2024, at the Edmonton International Fringe Festival, and it was put on by Strathcona High School. The musicals began, I think, in like the early 2000s. I don't know if it ever ran on Broadway. It might have ran off Broadway for a bit, but it kind of became one of those cult musicals. It wasn't super popular, but it was popular enough that like lots of community theaters and local theaters started doing it in schools. And one of the things when you see this musical is that there is a lot of fake blood. And when you go to see Evil Dead the Musical, they will likely warn you not to sit in the first few rows, or they will give you ponchos, hopefully. If not, maybe bring a poncho or two if you're sitting in the first few rows, because there is a lot of fake blood and you will likely get splattered. I think I sat back in like row 4 or 5 for this show, and this was in like a school, so it was a pretty small venue, and I still got splattered with blood. Now, how they do the blood kind of depends on the production. I'm sure there's higher end productions that have fake blood and the actors are wearing like packs and they have ways to make it look more realistic. When I saw this at Strathcona High School, they basically had, I mean, a big part of this is like the main character has like this chainsaw and he gets his arm chainsawed off. You know, there's blood flying everywhere, and then there's lots of blood at other points with this chainsaw, and there's knives and all sorts of weapons. You gotta really go hard to kill the undead. So there's lots of blood, and the Strathcona School kids, this production, they basically just had dollar store ketchup bottles filled with probably what was some water, maybe corn syrup and dye, and they just started spraying it all towards the audience. Like, not just on stage towards them to be like, I'm dying and my arm's cut off. Just purposely painting the audience with blood. And you could tell there were a few people in the front row that must have been friends or family members of some of the kids, and they really got it. So, Evil Dead the Musical tends to lean more campy and more comedic. It's not really scary to me. The movie, more so. But I find kind of older horror movies easier to digest because they just don't seem as realistic to me. Maybe because cameras and that sort of thing has changed over the years. And I can watch like Evil Dead the movie and not be scared. It's kind of just campy and fun. Although if Evil Dead scares you, that's perfectly all right. But I would say that if you're not a fan of horror movies, you could still probably see Evil Dead the Musical and have a good time. Maybe not necessarily like little kids. Most musicals will have a rating of, we recommend this for kids who are like 13 and up. Most teenagers, I think, would be fine with this. Even if you find Evil Dead the movie too scary to watch, Evil Dead the Musical is just so campy and fun, and it leads into a lot of the horror movie tropes of like, here's a bunch of college kids that just want to go off for a weekend of drinking and sex, but they're all gonna get murdered or attempt to get murdered by some evil spirit, undead zombies, serial killer, whatever you have trope kind of thing going on. I found Evil Dead the Musical to be a lot of fun, but like I said, if you're seeing this, don't wear your best white linen pantsuit or best white dress that you don't wanna get stained. Wear some clothes that you don't mind getting some blood on. I'm sure the blood washes off, and even I got splattered, like I said, back in like row 4 or 5. So first few rows, just be warned, you could get sprayed with some blood. Another musical that I find to be more on the comedic side than the tragic side, although this is definitely a lot less over the top and campy than Evil Dead the musical, is Little Shop of Horrors. Now, Little Shop of Horrors was originally a movie. I believe it was called, like, The Little Shop of Horrors. And it was directed by Roger Corman in the 1960s. I believe it starred a very young Jack Nicholson as the dentist. And it is the story of a guy who works in a plant shop, and he finds this plant that's like a Venus flytrap. He realizes that when he feeds it blood that it comes healthy and does a lot better, and then soon the plant is craving blood and murder starts happening. I've seen the original movie. It's fine. It's definitely more kind of, there is horror elements, and it's kind of like done up to be sort of like a monster movie, but there's a lot of science fiction elements in it as well. The musical also leans in with some science fiction elements too. But I would say the musical is a lot more family friendly, a lot more comedic. Out of all the musicals I'm going to talk about today, Little Shop is one that, I mean, maybe not little kids, but like if you're like 8 or 9, you're probably fine to see this. Again, I'm not a parent. Use your own judgment call. The musical version of this began in the early 1980s. The musical is by Howard Ashman, lyricist, and Alan Menken, composer. They are also very well known for helping to restart the Disney Renaissance with movies like The Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, and parts of Aladdin, because Howard Ashman passed away in the early 90s before, I believe, Aladdin was completed. Alan Menken has gone on to done a lot of musical work and has worked on other Disney films as well. But this story, they sort of take this element. There's also a character named Audrey. The main character of Seymour Crowborn, he has a crush on his co-worker, Audrey. He works in this flower shop. His boss, Mr. Mushnick, doesn't really, like, think he's all that great. And then he finds this plant, and Seymour gets this plant to grow. And then it kind of becomes this over-the-top sensation. You have this plant that's singing about how it wants Seymour to kill a bunch of people. And Seymour doesn't really want to do this. But at the time, Audrey's dating this dentist who's a jerk and abusive, and he realizes that he could kill his dentist and feed it to the plant, and all of his problems will be solved. Or will they be? Little Shop is one of those musicals I've seen several times. I wouldn't say this is like my favorite musical of all time or anything like that, but it's one that I always enjoy. There was an off-Broadway run. It might still be going on off-Broadway. You know, that happened a couple years ago. Community theaters and schools and local theaters tend to put this on. In fact, I'm sure somewhere around you, at some point in time, somebody will do Little Shop of Horrors. And if they do, go see it, because it's a fun show. It's about plants and murder, so how can you go wrong? And if for some reason you cannot see Little Shop on stage, there is a movie adaptation that was done in the 1980s starring Rick Moranis and Ellen Green. And Ellen Green originated the role of Audrey. It also has Steve Martin as the dentist and a bunch of cameo appearances from different celebrities, like I think Bill Murray's in the movie adaptation too. So it's a fun show. There is sort of some tragic elements to this, which I don't want to get into because it'll spoil a bunch of stuff, but it's mostly spooky and creepy and just fun and funny. The musical version has sort of three chorus girls who provide a Greek chorus element to the show, and they sing 50s-style doo-wop songs. It's a really fun soundtrack to fun cast recording. I've listened to the new Broadway cast recording. I've listened to the off-Broadway cast recording. I've listened to the movie cast recording. There's many different versions. I prefer the new Broadway cast recording that was like from 2003 with Hunter Sutton and I believe it was Carrie Bell Bundy. But either way, it's a really fun show. It's got really catchy songs. I really always enjoy seeing Little Shop, and I think I've seen it on stage like 3 or 4 times at this point. And if some school around my area is like, we're putting on Little Shop of Horrors, I'll definitely go see it again. All right, so we had Carrie the Musical, Nevermore, The Imaginary Life, and Mysterious Death of Edgar Allan Poe as examples of some tragic horror musicals, and Evil Dead the Musical and Little Shop of Horrors as more kind of over-the-top and comedic musicals. Now I'm going to talk about Sweeney Todd, because to me Sweeney Todd does lean a bit more tragic than comedic, but there are quite a few elements of comedy. But it is an example, and it's a pretty famous example of a horror musical. It's based on the Penny Dreadful. So Penny Dreadfuls were basically like cheap short stories that people would buy back in the 1800s, and there was a character in many of these penny dreadfuls. Think like Jack the Ripper kind of horror sort of stories. I know Jack the Ripper was like a real serial killer, but like that sort of idea. There was a character called Sweeney Todd, and Sweeney Todd the Musical is based on this character. There isn't a Penny Dreadful, as far as I know, that is like the entire story of this. I think there's just different aspects of this character, and then it got made into Sweeney Todd the Musical. Now, Sweeney Todd, he's this man, he lives with his family in London, everything's great. Then this evil Judge Turpin is like, I'd like to marry your wife and you need to go. So Judge Turpin sends Sweeney Todd away to a penal colony in Australia. And many years later, Sweeney Todd comes back to find out that his wife has died and his infant daughter, Joanna, is now a teenager and is living with Judge Turpin and has never really known her father and doesn't know that he even exists. And he decides to get revenge on people with the help of his neighbor, kills them by slicing their throats when he's shaving because he was a barber by trade. And then Mrs. Lovett, who owns a pie shop and doesn't have very good pies, in fact, they are the worst pies in London, she helps him by chopping up the people and putting them into meat pies, and the pies become big sellers. This is mostly played for tragedy, but there are quite a few comedic moments in the show, especially with songs like A Little Priest or The Contest, where Sweeney Todd is having a shave-off with a barber, an Italian barber named Pirelli, to see who is the best barber in London. There are funny elements to it. There was a movie musical adaptation of this back in 2007, directed by Tim Burton, starring Johnny Depp and Helena Bonham Carter. Now, I've seen the stage musical, I saw the movie first. The movie tends to lean more into the tragic side, and it does have the comedic moments, but you definitely get more of the comedy in the stage version. The movie musical, which I do really love, but I know some people are not a fan of, leans a lot into like the blood aesthetic, and it's got a very muted gray color palette, which not everybody loves, but I think it kind of adds to that tragedy of the story. That's an example of a horror musical that kind of does a little bit of both. Songs like A Little Priest, it's basically satirizing the class system that occurred at the time. You also get like funny moments in songs like By the Sea. There's just different funny moments in the show. It is more tragic, but I did want to add Sweeney Todd to this list because I feel like when I think of horror musicals, I think of Sweeney Todd. And finally, I want to shout out a local theater company in Edmonton that I've seen a few fringe shows for, and they've done horror musicals the last few years that I've seen. They might do other shows too. Shout out to Straight Edge Theater. If you ever get a chance to see their shows, they're always really good. I've seen three of their original musicals, Conjoined the Musical, Krampus the Musical, and Final Girl, a New Musical. They're all very good. They're dark, creepy horror musicals, but they're also more kind of horror comedy. Conjoined was the story of a set of conjoined twins, and one of the twins is really well-liked and popular, and the other one isn't. And things kind of take a dark turn when the, like, less popular twin decides to enact some revenge on his popular conjoined twin. Krampus the Musical is about a family, and it's like Christmas Eve, and the kids kind of notice some weird things that are going on with their parents, and their parents don't really want to say what's going on. Also, Krampus is involved. It sounds like Krampus isn't involved, but Krampus does play a point. And if you don't know, Krampus is this figure in folklore, like European folklore, Eastern European folklore, where Christmas time you have Santa, and Santa gives the good boys and girls presents and toys and treats. And Krampus is the opposite. He's from the devil and basically punishes the bad children who are misbehaving. And then recently in the 2025 Imogen Fringe Festival, I went and saw Final Girl, a new musical, which is basically the story of a group of kids who are staying in a haunted house. And there's like a murderer on the loose, and one of them is going to be the quote unquote final girl. And it was over the top and hilarious. But also, I would put these all in horror musical genre, but in the comedy horror musical genre. The other interesting thing was Krampus the Musical, when I saw it in 2023, they decided to actually extend that production and do a full run of it the following year in 2024. When you see a fringe show, it's usually like an hour long at the most, maybe 70 minutes, which isn't really long enough for a musical, but they decided to extend these shows, or this show in particular, and do it up as a longer two-act musical. They didn't do that with Conjoined, but I do kind of hope that they do Final Girl like that, or that it gets a run. I don't know. These are original shows, so I don't know if anybody will get the rights to put them on. I guess you can look up Straight Edge Theater in Edmonton and see about that. Maybe they'll do this in other places. I think it would be great. I really enjoyed these shows, and one of the first theater companies I look to see if they have shows at the Fringe Festival is going to be Straight Edge Theater. Because it's dark, it's funny, it's just a lot of fun. Those are some examples of some horror musicals that I've seen. There are more horror musicals that I've seen, but I didn't want to talk about all of them because it would just take way too long. If you go to my website, takemetotheworld.com, you click on the musical theater category at the top of the page, you can go to this episode, which will be episode 26, and I'll have links to the shows if there's movie adaptations, or if you can get tickets for major productions, or if there's a website, links for the cast recordings if those are available, and I'll at least list a few other horror musicals that I haven't seen personally, but I know horror musicals, just in case you get a chance to see those at any point in time. As I mentioned before, I'm not a fan of like horror movies and books so much, but I do really like horror musicals. And since it's around Halloween time, I figured this is a great time to talk about this, and hopefully you get a chance to see a few horror musicals yourself. That's this episode. Thanks very much for listening, and have a great day.